Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
What do you say, Joe?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Whether in agreement or not, I don't really care. I really don't. As long as you're willing to talk, as long as you're willing to get involved, then I'm okay with it. If you're not, then no. Really. And like I said, a whole bunch of stuff going on in the colleges around you, on the campuses. One of the things I love to talk about is how much money you're wasting in sending your kids to these schools unless you start getting involved in what they're learning. Right? You've got to make sure that when look, I'm not saying you treat them like they're in high school. So what did you learn today? Right? I mean, seriously. Not the way to handle it. You really just hey, what's going on? How the class is going? Tell me what you think about A, B, and C. Find out. So many guys have been sending me stories when I'm talking about the LGBTQ community in these schools. Quite interesting to watch what is going on in the schools. How they're making things, how they're making things happen. When you think about this, where else do kids learn about socialism? Where do they learn about being socialists? If you head over to college campus, campus reform. They've got some great stories up there about what is going on in the college communities, on college campuses. Look at this. There's stuff going on there you don't even know about. Right? And your kids are telling you everything's hunky-dory and right and fine and wonderful and the whole nine yards, and it's not. College campus, they do this countdown thing every week, where they talk about the different stories of the week. And a young Democrat Socialist of America, they have a summer training session. It teaches college students to unionize. Now, the six-week training will give young workers the tools to organize their workplace, discuss how the labor movement can play a role in the winning fight against racism, sexism, homophobia, climate change, imperialism. Imperialism? We still know that? The article, Why Socialists Should Become Teachers, is connected to what I've been saying. I want to know why conservatives don't become teachers. Why the article should read, Why Conservatives Should Become Teachers. Really? This is what's funny about all of this, though. It's amazing to me that you guys, again, you will not take the place You not take your, I shouldn't say the place. You won't take your rightful place is where you need to be. Anyway, back to this. The 6-week training will give young workers the tools to organize their workplace, discuss how labor movement can play a role in winning fights against racism, sexism, homophobia, climate change, and imperialism. The article, Why Socialists Should Become Teachers, is connected to the political education systems. Now, again, I've been saying this for a while. Why don't you conservatives step up? You need to step up and take your rightful places at these events. You need to take your rightful places in these schools. Who better to teach these kids, right, than conservative Republicans? Can you give me somebody else? People look to teachers as moral and social guides, especially for their children. This is according to the article, the writings of Why Socialists Should Become Teachers. People look to teachers as moral and social guides, especially for their children. All these strategic factors argue for the presence of socialists within the education. Because political and economic leverage teachers could exert pressure if organized. They know this. They know what they're doing. They're not stupid. Also, when you look at what they got that going down, you've got these drag shows now are become a thing of the day, if you would. No, really. It's just part of the day. It's how we live. It's how we do our thing. It's ridiculous is what it is. But, again, we've allowed it to happen. Now, when we come back from the break, what I'm going to do, I'll play a few, you know, a minute or so of this clip from them. Because when you hear about what the young Democrat socialists are talking about, what they want to do, I should hope. At that point, you talk to your kids. At that point, you should have a discussion with them and say, okay, seriously, are you learning about this stuff in school? Is this the stuff that I sent you there to learn? Because we can cut off the payment for the car, for the gas. That gas card can get turned off pretty fast, you know? That's really what you need. Look, you control the purse strings. Don't worry about them hating you. They'll go away, too. You control the purse strings. Make it happen. Don't jerk around with this. Get up on the website, JoeMessina.com, JoeMessina.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots you can do there. Sign up for the newsletter. Check it out. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, This is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. That takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-ROAD-SHOW. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Really that simple. You do that by getting informed. Not that hard. You don't even have to think that much. Right? Anyway, 855-ROAD-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Let's get back at it. Got a lot of stories I want to try to get through. So take notes. That way you don't have to worry about it, right? I mean, that simple. I like doing some of the crazy campus stories. Because you have to sit there and start kind of scratch your head going, wait a minute, they're teaching that in college? I saw an article earlier today, I wish I could go find it again, which said over 68% of college students graduating from Harvard, they identified as progressive, me see. Yeah, progressive or extremely progressive. You throw extremely in there, you're really scaring me at that point. Because I don't even know what you do with that. But if these guys feel like they're so much more educated than we are, which they do, let's be honest about it. I don't understand by any stretch of the imagination. Right? Why they can't read some of these things that we read, see some of the things that we see, and really know and understand what they're doing to their kids, for their kids, about their kids. I mean, really? Anyway. Well, campus reform is reported. K-12 standards bear a similarity to higher ed claims that math is racist. Right. I wish some of you guys that have been around since the beginning, when I was doing these stories, I kept saying, ain't going to get any better. It's actually going to get worse. And we're seeing it happen. We're seeing it go into overdrive, actually. The Minnesota Department of Education, it published its second version of the Minnesota K-12 academic standards in mathematics. The standards require students to solve problems connected to place, story, cultural practices, language, and perspectives relevant to historical and contemporary Dakota and the areas that they live in. Now, the program document is a response to the 2021 Minnesota statute mandating that the Commissioner of Education must include the contributions of Minnesota American Indian tribes and communities related to the academic standards during the review. Now, references to Dakota and the Anishinaabe communities, which are native to Minnesota, appear nearly 300 times across the 101-page document. The document aligns with movements in higher education to label mathematics as racist. Think about that. How is math racist? Because it was come up by white guys and it's too hard for other groups to do or something? I don't know. The course description claimed progress in mathematics have been led in large part by women mathematicians. In particular, black women, indigenous women, and women from visible minorities. Now, according to Angela Morabito, former spokeswoman, this course reflected a trend in several schools across the United States infusing mathematics with a social justice agenda. How do you do that? You've got to do all kinds of twisting and tweaking and turning to make that happen, don't you? Now, campus reform, where I'm reading the story from, or getting the story from, I really love these guys because they don't play around with this. They reported last year that the University of Michigan's mathematics professor claimed in a podcast that the discipline of mathematics inflicts racism against black and Latino students. How do you do that? How do you argue that without smiling or falling off your chair laughing? They say it has a role to play in disrupting white supremacy and racism that no other subject has. Can't, you ever notice that when they can't do something or something stops them or slows them down, it has to be white supremacy. Has to be. Has to be racism, white supremacy, anything along those lines. Campus reform has also covered critiques of mathematics as racist because it expects a right answer. Ooh. It's so math is racist because it wants to prove or it will enforce that 2 + 2 = 4. Got it. No problem. Similarly, the MBA document outlines anchor standards which establish the overall goals from kindergarten through 12th grade. Again, these standards, or the old standards, are tied to racism. They never say how. They never really lay it out as to how because they know how crazy it sounds. Of the 11 proposed anchor standards in the MBA document, 6 require teachers to relate mathematical concepts to various cultures. The first standard, for example, requires students to determine quantities relationships between quantities and number systems and their representations, but tie them to various cultures. So now numbers are tied to cultures. Right? One article that surfaced from the school says math education professor says the 2 + 2 = 4 is trope. Reeks of white supremacy and patriarchy. So 2 items + 2 items = 4 items has to do with white supremacy and patriarchy. You see how far these people are going? It ain't going to stop anytime soon. They're not going to stop anytime soon. You've got to disrupt the system. That's what they did. You need to disrupt the system. It's the only way to do it. You need to take it down where it's at, right? Because when it comes to education, we're not there. We need to do something about it. So if you want to take it down, you take it down. Don't let them do it. You do it. And you rebuild it. You help rebuild it in a way that's real, that's true. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending when it's on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, not just part of the solution. You know, you have the information you need to be part of the solution. Don't think you're it just because you listen to a show like mine and get information from a show like mine. Make sure you understand it, you know what it is, and you can explain it to somebody, maybe even a little more deeper than I do, because I only scratch the surface with most of the stuff. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
When the 1/6 House Select Committee resumes public hearings on Tuesday, it will focus on how former President Trump and his allies pressured officials in key battleground states to overturn election results in his favor. Key witnesses will include Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, his deputy Gabe Sterling, along with Arizona State House Speaker Rusty Bowers. In a recorded phone call, Trump asked Raffensperger to find more votes for his reelection bid. President Biden says he'll have a decision on whether he would support a holiday on the federal gas tax by the end of the week. Suspending the tax could save as much as 18.4 cents a gallon. The average gas price, according to AAA, is now hovering below the $5 mark. Wall Street was closed for Monday due to the Juneteenth federal holiday. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
No, I like that one.
Not kidding. Not letting go.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855 732-55. Hopefully, you guys had. Many guys got canceled on your flights. A thousand. I heard thousands of flights were canceled. I guess it's Putin's war in Ukraine that's keeping us from being able to fly planes. Just so you know, I want to make sure you've got that right. It's really funny because some of the people in the chat room are talking about the economy next year and where we're going to be, what it's going to look like and all that. And I think I'll get Dave back on the show again, right, our gold guy, to talk about where the economy is going to be, how it's going to maintain, David Fisher. So economists see that a 44% chance of recession in the next year. That's according to the Wall Street Journal. Now, the probability of U.S. hitting a recession within the next year is about 44%. That's according to a new Wall Street survey. That's the highest probability for a recession in the next year since the newspaper began asking the question back in 2005. God, what did they wait for so long for? That's kind of what I'm saying. Anyway, before 2007 to 2009 recession, economists assigned a 38% probability of the recession. Before the 2020 recession, they gave the economy a 28% probability. Former Treasury Secretary Larry Summers said Sunday on Meet the Press that based on historical trends, the economy will likely hit a recession by the end of the year. I think we're in it. I mean, you want to use the way they figure these things out. Okay, maybe they have to wait a little longer. If you want to figure it out through your wallet, what's happening at the supermarket and gas station, we're in it now. Nothing is certain. All economic forecasts have uncertainty, said Summers. My best guess is recession is ahead, though. Recession fears have spread rapidly. But when you look at it, if you're trying to feed your family, you're driving down the road, you're stopping at the gas station, and then going to the supermarket and coming home, you've got less groceries, and maybe you didn't fill up your tank this time. Really, that's... And you've got a disruption in the supply chain. You've got a lot of these... I'm not even going to go down this road tonight. Food processing plants that are burning down by accident. What, they have loss of 30,000 cows the other day? Died from mysterious circumstances? I'm just laying out the fact. You do what you want with them. We've not seen this happen before. Anyway, Now, you've seen this happen before. The fears are spreading rapidly. The Federal Reserve interest rate spikes to 1.75%. It's the fastest rate increase seen in 30 years. They've got to raise that rate. Well, they won't get inflation under control. But at least take a swipe at it. 53 economists in the Wall Street Journal survey, who were polled from June 16th to the 17th, said they expect the Fed to raise interest rates to 3.3% by the end of the year. That'll really tank things. The Biden administration has fought back against recession fears, arguing low unemployment rates and strong job growth are indicators of a healthy economy. No, actually, they're not the only indicators. They're among the indicators. Right? And job growth, where? Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on Sunday said the economy was slow and it'll be difficult to fight off a recession. It's going to take a lot of skill, a lot of work, she told ABC's this week. George Stephanopoulos, he's a guy I don't much listen to. He was great until he got over there. He believes it's possible. I don't think recession is inevitable, though. Yet more than half of Americans say the economy has already hit a recession. See, I told you. Inflation registered a 40-year high. People still aren't keeping up. You know, think about this. If you went back to work last year, we'll say, coming into the new year, whatever it is, if you went back to work then, how much do you make it today? And if you want to go a little further, like I do, you want to go a little further with this, not only how much you make it today, but have you kept up with the increased costs of food and all this other stuff? Have you? Because I haven't. When I say that, I mean, if I look at how our income has increased over the last year, if at all, and how much food has gone up and gas and everything else, we're not keeping up. I don't know who is. People have money to keep it up because they have money. It really is that easy. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. When you do your budget, right? Like you got, hopefully you do this. You lay out everything you can lay out. You try to put together a few bucks. I mean, put aside a few bucks. I don't care what it is. $5 a week out of your paycheck, $1 or $100. You try to put some money aside, right? And I love this. And every time you get a raise in fuel. Or the gas to your home, electricity to your home. Now in California, you know, you got to ration water, so maybe you'll save a few bucks there. But all of that, once you start adding that up, 40% here, 20% there, that the food is more. Gas is more. Right? Groceries are more. It starts cutting into that paycheck. And if you double your gas bill, your car gas bill, what do you do? Where do you get that money from? Because you're not getting that raise to keep up at work. If your budget was barely working for you a year ago, and now it takes you twice the amount of gas to hit the same numbers, the same income numbers, how do you do that? Really, give it some thought. How do you do that? I don't think it's that easy. I don't think people can move that fast. They still want to feed their families. I always find that amazing. You know, people, the economist said it, it's the truth. If you have money, right, this is not going to be a big deal for you. Not going to be a problem. But if you don't have money, yeah, you're going to be losing some weight. You're not going to be able to keep, there's no way they're going to be able to keep up. Biden, I love this, speaking of numbers, he's hit the lowest numbers yet, as even the Dems throw him under the bus. More and more of them are anyway. Right? The recent poll that just hit shows that he hit the lowest poll numbers for Joe Biden's job approval so far. He's down 32%, with 57% actually disapproving. Among independents, that drops only 20% approval. And you've got to have the independents, or a good portion of them. You cannot win with just your party vote anymore. Used to be like that. I'm glad it's changing. There's only two states in which he has a higher approval rating, Hawaii and Vermont. But even in those states, the approval's under 50. You know, if we look at states that are going to have critical Senate votes in November, Arizona, Pennsylvania, Georgia, and so on, Biden's approval rating there are low, extremely low. A new issue of, in the new issues of Insights, the poll is also just decimates Biden's excuses for inflation, which have included Putin's price hike, right? Oil companies are working against him, shipping companies working against him, Putin's working against him. I thought he was going to pull all this together, though. Right? I thought he was going to pull all Americans together and make this thing even better. Even most Democrats know where the blame lies. They'll put it on Joe, most of them. The one sucking up for a new job won't. The general number is 64% who think that he's responsible. But even among Democrats, 53% think he's responsible. It is, you know, and, among independents, it's 63 as well. Is it anyone that Biden has been more vocal this week trying to talk about his efforts to bring prices down? He's talking about a gas tax holiday. Now, yeah, I don't mind saving us money. I really don't. But that's got to be paid somewhere, doesn't it? Somebody's got to check it out. So, if you're not paying the taxes or the gases, and we're already in deficit, what do you do? How do you make it up? Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
Don't get in for a minute. Joe Bertini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855. Real Joe, 855-732-5563. We're talking about the economy. They got to stop blaming it on Trump. They got to stop blaming it on what they were left with. I love these people. You know, he was left with a mess. He was not left with a mess. You know, I mean, unemployment down was, it was what, 2%? He was not left with a mess. And it was the thumbscrews that the Democrats were putting on everybody that was throwing this thing into a real bad slump, real bad tizzy. Right? But you got to make a move. We all do. We got to help people out here. And we got to replace those boneheads in D.C. and for me in Sacramento. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. James from Texas on, looks like he wants to talk about school systems. James.
Yes, sir. God bless you, sir. I just have one quick point. I'm almost 70 and I'm closer to the exit door, but I can remember my first grade teacher. You know, I can't remember all my lessons in the classes that I took, but I can certainly remember all the teachers I had that were especially good to me. And I'm just wondering what the youth of today will be like. What will they remember? In other words, the crap they're being taught when they get age enough to understand what's going on.
Yeah, that's a really good question. With what they've got going on and the attention span they have and their attraction to those the cell phones that they have, I don't know. You know, there are still kids today that I talk to on a regular basis that do have certain teachers that they've picked out that have been a great help for them in school, but you don't see it as much. I agree with you. I don't remember their names necessarily, but I remember the teachers. You're right, James. Thanks for calling.
Right. God bless. Thank you.
Yeah, God bless you too. Yeah, you know, I don't know what they have to look forward to. I don't know what they're going to be thinking down the road, what teacher taught them what and where. We do have a lot of good teachers. We really do, still do in the system. They're usually overshadowed by not so much the bad ones, but the tough ones. And they could be bad, too. The ones that are more into their rights, their union, and not so much teaching the kids. But again, we need to push back. I say this all the time. We need to push back. You need to make sure your kids and other kids, if you really do care the way you say you care, you need to be worried about your kids and other kids getting the kind of education that A, your tax dollars are paying for, and B, the ones that you want. The problem with some of the school boards today is when you get them elected, you put them in those seats, they all of a sudden decide that they know better than you do. Right? You'll hear them. Well, you saw them. You've seen them all across the country. Where they've decided they know what's better for your son or daughter than you do. They're going to teach them what they want. Well, how about we get back to reading, writing, and arithmetic, right? We get these kids reading properly, being able to write properly, being able to do math, science. You know, seriously, what are the bridge builders of tomorrow going to be like? If math... Oh, my God, I can't believe I'm doing this again. If math is racist, what's going to happen to our math of tomorrow? What's going to happen to the guys that are building bridges and such? Are they going to be able to do it? Because they're going to have the math is going to be the same. Now, I'm being a little weird here, but on purpose. So when your kids are at school, your grandkids, your nieces, your nephews, ask them questions. Let's find out what's going on with them and why. What are they learning? You'll find out. It doesn't take much. You know, every kid in dealing with children on a regular basis, a lot of these kids have one or two favorite teachers. Ones that they'll probably will, as the caller said, remember forever. But for what reasons? No, I mean that, really. For what reasons? Hopefully they're good ones. Hopefully somebody's paying attention and they're really good. You know, I'm hearing more and more stuff. And guys, I don't know how much this is true and not true. All right? And I say that because what we're hearing about the shooting in Uvalde is getting worse and worse. And I said it would happen. I said, you'll sit back and relax. Listen and relax. Because this story is going to be ever-changing for a little while anyway. And that's what's happening now. Now you're starting to hear more and more. Why didn't they go in? What took them so long? And there's more and more investigations going on. We're finding out more. Right? First, we still don't know, and we don't have all the details about the shooting. Let's just be clear about it, okay? Second, police have incredibly difficult jobs requiring them to make split-second decisions. They're under enormous pressure. How many of us would go running in like they did? And now the latest news from the investigation of the shootings looks really bad for law enforcement. Right? The ones that responded, anyway. Tony Plahetsky, an investigator reporter for the Austin American Statesman, he tweeted a picture of police stations outside the classroom where more than a dozen children were murdered. The officers, armed with rifles, at least one ballistic shield, were in the hallway near the classroom. That was at 11:52. Just minutes before they breached the locked classroom and 19 minutes after the gunman entered the school. That's a long time. I mean, in this world, in this situation, it's a long time. A second officer with a ballistic shield arrived, followed by a third a few minutes later. You can see all of that on video. investigators think this is a big deal because it indicates that they had more than enough firepower and protection to enter the classroom. You know, officers were growing impatient. If there's kids in there, we need to go in. Now, we're being told that the chief of police was kind of like, no way, no how, you have to wait. Investigators believe this is significant because it indicates they had more than enough firepower. So they had the guns they needed, they had the body armor, they had the protection, they had the shield. What happened? No one seems to be able to know who made the decision to stand down for nearly an hour. So they were in there ready to go minutes after he got there, for all intents and purposes, and they didn't move for at least another hour. Now, the assailants systematically executed the young children, yeah, you heard me, and their teachers. Now, Pete Arredondo, he's the chief of the Uvalde School District, he called the police department on a landline because he didn't have a radio with him. It's an emergency right now, he said. We have him in the room. He's got an AR-15. He shot a lot. They need to be outside the building prepared because we don't have firepower right now. It's all pistols. He then waited for the school janitor to bring him keys to the classroom, none of which worked. I mean, this is just a comedy of errors, isn't it? And there were kids in the room on their phones calling 911 for help. Now, I know, because of my position on the school board, speaking to the local authorities, their new rule is you don't wait. You go in. If you know that there's a shooter in there and he's in there with all those kids, you go for it. And I don't blame them. That's exactly where we should be. The fact that the police, even the ones equipped with tactical gear, played as they're hung out as their children were slaughtered, it's going to haunt the parents of these poor kids for the rest of their lives. Matter of fact, these cops are going to be haunted. People who want to believe it and believe that the cops want to do the right thing are going to be haunted by this. What if I did? That's going to be their mindset. What if I did? I don't know. I'm not going to tell you to break the law, guys. But if you're a police officer and you're getting the orders not to go in, and your gut tells you to go, you know what I would do. Really, you know what I would do. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. You wouldn't be able to stop me. No, sir. Lawmakers on Juneteenth push for change to the 13th Amendment. Oh, God, please, no. Members of Congress and others appointed the Juneteenth holiday are pushing for an expansion of the 13th Amendment to provide worker protections for people who are incarcerated, often forced into working for very little pay. Wow. What is this all about? Really? You know, I'm bold enough to think I can change the Constitution. I know that there's a national, bipartisan, multicultural movement to get it done. Let's end the exception in the 13th Amendment. That's according to a Georgia Democrat. You know, what do they want out of it? He said the Constitution, 13th Amendment, abolished slavery in the United States. It was ratified in 1865, followed by the Civil War. Right? But they want to change it, pushing for the recognition of the day. You already have it. What's the problem? What else do you need? God. The Dems just want to keep going. How about we take care of the kids first? What do you think? Safeguard the kids in school. Joe Masuda, your host. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me tomorrow.